This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Well, over Beethoven, I gotta hear it again today. You know my temperature rising, the jukebox blowing a fuse. My heart beating rhythm and my soul keeps singing.
I tell you what, we brought up the name Pierre Maguire, the text lines are lighting him up. And he is a nice gentleman in person. You've interviewed him, haven't you?
I've been around him a little bit, and I don't have a problem with him, but there does seem to be a riff. Not only, and I don't even think it's just fans. I believe Darren Pang took a shot at him on Twitter the other day. I think that there's some animosity from those in the hockey world, not just the fans at home. So he has the ability, clearly, and I haven't experienced it with myself, but he has the ability to rub people the wrong way. It seems fans and people within the game for whatever reason.
And I'm not bashing other local commentary, but to go from a whole season of JK and Panger just absolutely killing it to, you know, Pierre Maguire, you're not really comfortable with. They don't really seem like Blues fans as Panger and JK do. So maybe they're, you know, Panger and them are so good that they maybe make Pierre Maguire and Albert maybe look a little worse than what they are, because I thought the coverage has been fine.
And then the woman who's in the broadcast now, I think, is much better. They switched females, and I think it confused a lot of people. No,
the all women look and sound alike.
No, you're right. The one is not as good.
Right, the one who did the game yesterday,
she's good,
is a regular announcer. And what they did for some of those games in Dallas, or a couple, they mixed in a different female announcer who apparently is a great skater and a great player. And I think a lot of people then lump the two together, but one is clearly a better announcer than the other, and I'm not sure why. They got cute and changed it up at one point.
Yeah, the one on Friday is Kendall, I think.
Yeah, apparently a great hockey player.
Kendall Coyne? Is that her
name? Yeah, but not a seasoned broadcaster. And the other female, I think, is fine. But because they brought in the one who wasn't quite ready for primetime, people have now kind of lumped them both together. Unfortunately for AJ, I think it's Klemesko, I believe. By the way, this is a big... Speaking of broadcasting, did you see the announcement, Frank? Fox has a piece of the XFL national contract. Did you see that? 622 XFL.
Nice job, guys.
So now Martin's sportscast are going to be delayed on a Friday, Saturday night because of XFL.
So the games are Sunday, so you're going to air those through spring?
I think it looks like some of the spring schedule, we have some Saturday games. And this
sounds like a pregame show.
And this is how lazy, this is how lazy all of us are. I looked at the time, the start time, and it appears to be 5 Eastern. So at 4 o'clock, and I thought, if I happen to be working some of those Saturdays, I'm like, oh, good, no 5 o'clock show. My immediate blink was, oh, good, we've got XFL. I thought, does this eliminate some newscasts?
This is what's going to get Frank interested in the XFL, because usually when we watch sporting events on Fox, the World Series, Thursday night football, it's to make sure the games go long, overtime, extra innings. Yeah. So now Frank on a Saturday is just going to maybe not watch, but at least keep an eye on the score and the
pace. I'm going to call some of those Fox 2 salespeople. You're going to sell like a local half-hour pregame show?
No, we're good.
Can you imagine a round table? Yeah. Balzer.
Yes. Balzer and Chuck Tuna. And Martin. Hello again, everybody. I'm Martin Kilcoyne.
Welcome to the sloth version of the XFL pregame.
I saw the release this morning, and my first thought was, oh, no.
But I like your chances of doing well in the ratings, because you'd only be competing against the Cardinals, Blues, and the MLS eventually.
Yeah, spring. We don't have the championship game. I was a little miffed about that. That's going to ESPN.
Are you
going to
have a sit-down with Jonathan Hayes every week like you did with Jeff Fisher back in the day?
Jonathan Hayes coaching show Mondays at 6 o'clock. Next.
Can you imagine trying to break down an XFL?
I think it's going to be the cat. We'll go Hayes on Hayes. Let those two. Thanks, guys, for sharing in our glory today. This 622 XFL.
Wow.
We're happy you got it.
Thank you. How about 5 for Frank? Brought to you by Greenville University.
Time to tee up the hot topics. It's 5 for Frank. Brought to you by Greenville University, a liberal arts institution just 45 miles from St. Louis.
Frank, you are Craig Berube. Be honest. Were you drinking? Did you have a weird dream? Why in the hell did you play Sammy Blay, who hadn't played since March 12th, who nobody had suggested, from Kerber to Panger to all of the incidents? Nobody was mentioning his name. Although Strickland now tells me he had mentioned him to us a couple of times that he would be good to get in there.
Can anybody confirm
that? I don't remember that. No. I don't
remember
that.
Is this like him winning the bull riding contest?
Yes. I don't remember that.
Being a shutdown corner at Parkway North.
JV. Well, we all know that's probably inaccurate.
So I'm Craig Berube, and I see this guy every day in practice. And I see a guy who is bigger, stronger, and faster and has a better shot than Robbie Fabry, who I'm not getting anything out of. I'm down 3-2. What the heck? I'm going to give it a shot because this guy's going to be a part of the Blues' future. I mean, this guy has a chance to be a really good player one day. So I'm going to take my shot.
All right, Chief, for fear of making you mad, which I don't want to do, okay, I'll accept that, but now I need to know, why did you put him on the second line? You didn't just play this guy. You said, you know what? I'm putting him in a prominent role. Chief, what the hell's wrong with you?
Well, you know, you're not a hockey guy, Martin, and I am. I've spent 10 years in the league as an enforcer, and I see this guy every day in practice. Look, I'm 10 feet away from him unleashing those shots every day, and I'm seeing that for 2 months. I've been wanting to do this for a while, but Sunday was the perfect opportunity on News Channel 5.
Isn't it amazing?
Five on your side.
Isn't it
Eyewitness Sports.
Isn't it amazing for Berube's intensity and kind of what we perceive as the machismo he's made this team tough? He's done pretty well in the strategy. I mean, when he puts a guy in or moves a guy to a different line, I mean, when he got Shen on the top line and he knew when to take a guy from center and move him to wing, doesn't it seem like he's maybe his hockey acumen is getting underrated because he's such an intense person?
Yeah, that's a good point. I love the fact, too, on the bench during the game, him with his arm around Vladdy trying to motivate him a little bit. That was cool.
All right, number two, Craig Berube's price to be the Blues head coach is still up for grabs. And that's why he's not going to cut a deal, and Doug Armstrong probably can't cut a deal. I mean, what if they win the cup? I mean, let's say tomorrow they say, hey, we'll pay $1.5 million to be the Blues coach. He might say, let me just see how this thing goes. Or let me see what other jobs are out there.
My gut is that they've already agreed that he's coming back. But to your point specifically, ching, ching, ching with each victory here. And yeah, his price is going up. I bet he's agreed to come back. And the Blues have told him he's coming back, but the price is subject to change.
You lose a second-round series. Hey, you had a nice run. You did a really good job. We want you to be here. Going rate NHL, I got you at about 1.5, 1.6. Wait a minute. You went to the conference final. Okay, $2 million a year. Oh, wait a minute. You went to the cup final? You're a little more than two now. Wait a minute. You won the... I'm sure that's what Berube's thinking, or his agent is saying, let's just wait and see, because that price just keeps going up.
Yeah.
And you were going to give Quint, what were you going to pay him, 5 or 6? All right, give my guy 3 or 4. I mean, that sounds
Berube
ridiculous.
Can't be like Kramer in the McDonald's thing with Seinfeld. Deal, you know? He's got to just stay out of this thing and let his agent work it.
All right, yes or no, you believe Jim Montgomery, who, by the way, Benner, that's the head coach of the Dallas, which nobody believes Bennington didn't know Jim Montgomery's name. It was just part of his sense of humor
Schick.
Friday. But yes or no, you believe Jim Montgomery when he says, oh, yeah, Bishop's fine. He's totally fine. You believe him?
I don't see how he could make that medical assessment, you know, an hour after the game or 45 minutes after the game when he did his press conference. I don't believe him. And I think, you know, a lot of times when you have something like this, as we all know, it's how you feel the next day when you wake up. So, I mean, we'll know pretty shortly because the Stars are they practicing in Dallas today? I guess they are.
I would think so.
Yeah,
and you know what? Day of game, both of these goalies are sort of different where they talk. I would think morning skate tomorrow for Tuesday that Ben Bishop will talk. He's talked a bunch on day of game.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't rule that out. But do you think he's really – is there any chance he's 100% at this point? I mean, and I do think it works against him that people thought he flopped a few times. So if you're the referee, your blink might have been like, well, he's just down for us. Like, they may not have taken him serious immediately when he went down. Do you think that's possible from the referee's eyes?
Wow. That's a tough call.
No, I just wonder if they looked and thought, well, he's, you know, he's been down before, and they're like, no, this one's serious.
He has had some, like, really interesting instances in high-profile National Hockey League games. I mean, didn't he have to leave a game to maybe go to the
bathroom?
Restroom?
Yeah. That sounds familiar. I think it's fascinating that the kid from St. Louis who has stolen a game 5 there the other night, was outstanding Friday night, is now sort of the key to the series, because if he's the Bishop from game 5, the Stars may very well win. But if he is injured because of the Parayko blast, And how could you not be injured? I mean, and I didn't know exactly what the rule was.
I'm reading this headline. If Ben Bishop had to poop, the Lightning just need to say so.
That's why you love the internet.
Yeah.
Why would...
It sounds like he left the game because he had to go to the bathroom.
That's from Deadspin, yes.
All right, moving on. Let's talk some Cardinals. Percentage of people in St. Louis that thought Wainwright should face Rizzo in the sixth inning after the first two batters reached. 0%, 1%, 2%?
Yeah, I mean, because of the Wainwright recent history, even though he's been a fine pitcher this year, I'd say it was like, you know, probably 5%. And not many. Gosh.
I think you bring him back out for that inning, his low pitch count.
Yeah.
And the runs he'd given up. I mean, Fowler dove on the ball that cost you. I don't know that that was a legit triple that Hayward gets out of because Fowler dives. But you bring him back for that sixth inning, he gives up a hit. Okay. He gives up two hits. I think at that point, you have to make a move. I think Brian accurately called it a miss by Schultz. I think that's fair. Wasn't screaming at the TV, but it was a miss. All right, what's your overall takeaway from the Cubs sweeping the Cards at Wrigley?
Well, you know, we always like to do this in hockey where we say, well, if your goaltender plays better than our goaltender, you're going to win. That's really, really panned out in this series. And in a weird way, you could almost say, well, if your superstar first baseman plays better than our superstar first baseman, we're going to win. And Anthony Rizzo had 7 RBIs, and Paul Goldschmidt, I think, went 2-for-13 and had no RBIs. The other thing is, the third man in the ring, was it going to be Ozuna or was it going to be Chris Bryant? And it was Chris Bryant. I mean, you know, I'd say Coach Grauer, we had him in this in your chair one day, and he once said something kind of interesting. He goes, if this is before Goldschmidt arrived, that if you were like picking a team, you would pick 3 Chicago Cubs before you'd get to a Cardinal, and maybe even more, like Bryant, Rizzo, and Baez. Now you can't do that because you'd maybe put Goldschmidt number one, but this weekend it was their superstars played and ours didn't.
Yeah, I think you just ran into a hot team, and the Cardinals probably limped in from D.C. That rain delay got there. It's no excuse, but it just seemed like the Cardinals sort of limped in, and the Cubs were red hot. You just kind of ran into a buzzsaw. But there is an overall record now at Wrigley. Since 2017, I think the Cards are, is it 4-19?
It's 5-17, I think.
God,
that's bad.
5-17.
At Wrigley since 2017. Yeah. So the last 3 years, your trips to the north side, 5-17. So if it feels like they've been losing a lot of games when they go to Wrigley, that's true.
Have it confirmed by Courtney D. Yes, Bishop had to take a dump.
Thank you. We have the best listeners, the most informed. Here's a bonus one. True or false, Strickland has been saving some clothes just for the playoffs. We had him on TV last night, and he had a very, I would call it a very loud but kind of hockey-ish sport coat that was blue with these big pane window. I don't know what you even call it.
He had that on the other night, too.
Okay, well, but I don't think he's wore that all season. Do you think he saves clothes just for the postseason?
Yeah, I don't know. That's a good question.
He also said when he got out there, he had his little handkerchief tucked in. He said, this is just a little 62 blue touch. It's a yellow handkerchief.
Keith Tkachuk made fun of him Friday night with that coat on. I want you to know. So
the coat maybe is making the... Maybe it's his...
It's the same coat.
Oh, it's the same coat. Yeah, okay. Well, here I was thinking he had a special coat on. Apparently, it's made the rounds.
I got to say something, too. On these suits for these NHL players, and I know they spend a good deal of money, but... Okay, enough is enough with the sport coat being so short that it just barely covers like
the belt.
Yeah, like, it's unbelievable. And then these tight pants with no socks and they're up a little higher. Ryan O'Reilly does that look. I just, you know, come on. Sam Cavada would not approve.
You don't see it. Maybe Hoff can find the fat guy in a little suit, because if I tried this look, it wouldn't work. But they must all go to the same tailor. Or they get the same, like, okay, you're in the league now. All right, here's the deal. When you get a suit or a sport coat, it has to be up high in the back.
Oh, please.
The pants have to be super tight. You don't have to wear socks, which I'm a fan of. But these, you're right, the suit in back, it's the weirdest thing.
Yeah, I think it's only, well, I don't know if it's NBA. I know it's NHL for sure. I don't think Major League Baseball is quite like that.
And if you're around the game, so if you're Strickland, does that mean you have to wear his? I don't think his are that up that high. They're like high waters and back. I'm sure maybe it's European. Maybe that's what it is.
Strick has watched Hockey Night in Canada one too many times.
doing the Don Cherry look?
Yes.
It does say Strict Nasty in the back, the label.
Is this your coat?
This would be me trying to wear the hockey suit.
Fat guy in a little coat. Fat guy in a little coat.
I don't think I could pull it off.
Fat guy in a little coat. Fat guy in a little coat.
Oh, Marquette's finest. That is Five for Frank, brought to you every day in the 11 o'clock hour by Greenville University.
All right. Let's take a short time out. When we come back, we're going to be joined by Kenny Rice. He's with NBC Sports, a part of their Kentucky Derby coverage over the weekend. It was absolutely wild. I mean wild. We'll be right back.